This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Savannah Atkinson versus Missouri Department of Corrections, decided June 3rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. S. Savannah Atkinson, WD87209, opinion filed June 3rd, 2025. Appellant versus Missouri Department of Corrections, respondent. A.P. Peel from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri, the Honorable Cotton Walker, Judge B for Division 2, Cynthia L. Martin, Presiding Judge, Gary D. Witt, Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Savannah Atkinson, appeals from the trial court's judgment granting summary judgment to the Missouri Department of Corrections, DOC, on her claims of sex discrimination and hostile work environment under the Missouri Human Rights Act, MHRA, Section 213.010, Eddie SEQ. 1. Atkinson arises 4 points on appeal, all of which claim trial court error with respect to her hostile. 1. All statutory references, including references to Chapter 213, are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise stated. 2. Work environment claim. 2. Because Atkinson fails to appeal an independent basis for the trial court's grant of summary judgment on said claim, we affirm. Factual and procedural history 3. Atkinson was a female corrections officer, CO, at Jefferson City Correctional Center, JCCCC, a maximum security prison operated by the DOC. JCCCC houses approximately 1,150 male felony offenders charged with crimes such as domestic assault, felony assault, and manslaughter. Most offenders at JCCC live in housing units shaped like an X, with four separate wings designated A through D, housing unit wings, that extend out from a central command center called the bubble. Each housing unit wing is enclosed by a secured door controlled in the bubble. Each housing unit wing contains showers, as well as the offender's cells in which they live and sleep. The offender's cells also contain toilets. Among her duties as a CO, Atkinson monitored offender movements and conducted cell searches and counts. COs are required by DOC policy to conduct unannounced security checks in each housing unit by physically walking through 2. Atkinson does not challenge the grant of summary judgment to the DOC on her sex discrimination claim. 3. We set forth the facts properly before us in the summary judgment record. See Bracely Mosley v. Hunter N. Gaco, 662 SW3D 806, 8111, MOAP ED 2023, Green v. Photo Hyam, 606 SW3D 113, 121, Mo Bank 2020. Any court, whether it be the circuit court addressing summary judgment in the first instance or an appellate court reviewing an entry of summary judgment, need only consult what was properly put before it by way of Rule 74.04c, paragraphs and responses. We review such facts in the light most favorable to the party against whom summary judgment was entered, and that party is entitled to the benefit of all reasonable inferences from the record. Green 606 SW3D at 116, quoting Gerlitz v. City of Maryville, 333 SW3D 450, 453, Mobonk 2011, abrogated on other grounds by Glendale Shooting Club, Inca versus Landolt, 661 SW3D 778, 785, Mobonk 2023. All rule references are to Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2024. 3. Each wing and looking into each cell at random times twice every hour. 4. At times, Atkinson would be the only roving officer conducting security checks during a shift. The time of each security check and the name of the officers who conducted it are recorded on a document called a chronologue. Atkinson also wrote conduct violations against offenders during her employment. Pursuant to the DOC's offender rulebook, such conduct violations could be issued to an offender found to have engaged in any of the following prohibited behaviors. A. Threats, including action, either verbally, physically, or in writing, which harms or creates the belief of harm to another person or his property. B. Sexual misconduct, including engaging in the self-touching of one's sexual parts in view of others, and inappropriately exposing one's sexual parts to others. C. Creating a disturbance, including action on the part of one or more offenders that threatens the custody, control, or security of the institution. Taking any evasive action, including, but not limited to, running from or hiding from a staff member for the purpose of avoiding observation or apprehension, and engaging in conduct that interferes with normal operations. D. Insulting behavior, including subjecting another person to abusive or obscene language or gestures. DOC policies are statewide directives for all institutions. One of these policies is Policy D18-13, Gender Announcement Policy, which provides, 1. Cross-gender strip searches are not allowed except in exigent circumstances. All cross-gender strip searches will be documented as 4. The DOC responded to this statement of additional material fact by Atkinson with an objection wit,